Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing he is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past? Or maybe this one. Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and his love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If he did it for me, he will and is ready to do it for you. Hey friend, welcome to this episode of the podcast From Head to Heart. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today we're just gonna hang out. We're gonna talk about how to befriend the broken parts of us without allowing the broken parts to break us. This is something that for me, I get it. Like, how do we care for the pieces of our stories that we aren't ready to draw near to? Is there a place in your heart that you've exiled pain to, that you're like, I just don't want to deal with this? And then we go, I'm too busy. Maybe somebody said something to you, the situation with your husband, you're having an issue with your friend, and it's just weighing on you, but you're like, I don't have time. And then over time, we just kind of allow it to keep going. You know, in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I talk about how it's easy for us to push down pain. And when we don't deal with it or address it, it comes up in other ways. You know, I don't have all the answers and I don't pretend to, but I do have my story. And for me lately, I feel as though this topic of blaming has come up in a lot of conversations with just people and different things and things I've been reading, whether it's in scripture or books. And our pain, it just wants something or someone to blame. Blaming, it helps escape a reality. You know, if we just keep our pain far enough away from us, we don't have to deal with it. And then we think it becomes someone else's problem, right? They did this to me. Does that sound familiar? Listen, we all say it. They did this to me. Now, that is a very true statement to us. There are things that people do to us, but we think this while we carry a self-righteous chip on our shoulders. So we elevate ourselves. We point out their weakness while we honor our strengths. We go on to say it's their fault and they need to ask for forgiveness. And we convince ourselves that's the only way to move forward. And so we start to store these little broken pieces And we put them in a cubbyhole, exile them because they did this to me. It's their fault. They need to ask me forgiveness. And so when we don't have this conversation with people and we don't take forgiveness to the Lord, because forgiveness, I've done many, many episodes on forgiveness. It's between you and God. And when we don't address this, it just leaves these kind of broken parts of our soul unmended. So I'm not denying again that they didn't do something to hurt you. We've done it to other people, that people do it to us. But to even fathom that we could have a part to play can even wreck us before we acknowledge the broken parts of us, right? It's easy for us to blame first before it is us to look at our own plank in our eye. We can't take responsibility for anyone else's actions or reactions. However, we can take responsibility for ours. Now, this is the hardest part because we justify it. My reactions, what I do to this person, how I hold on to this pain, how I say this, how I treat them, they're justified because what has been done to me. Now, even think of fast forward to a month, 2 months, things start happening in our lives and we go, well, it's because so-and-so did this to me. So pain doesn't give us this license to do whatever we want to whomever we want with our words or actions. So pain is not our excuse. And well, before you get angry with me and want to leave, I just want you to think about why that makes you angry. Pain is real. It sucks. I hate it. I'm not denying our pain isn't real or that what we've gone through is anything small. I know many of you are fighting to stand right now while your knees want to buckle under you. Here's my story. This is such a pivotal moment for me in my life is when I was around, I don't know, 24, 25 years old, and I was still carrying a ton of bitterness and anger and just with all the crappy cards that I felt like were dealt to me in my life. And I just felt like everybody owed me something. You know, I was like, yeah, the person that I married, they better do this, this, and this because this happened to me. And I just felt like the people around me, it was like, no matter what happened, I continued to blame everyone else for my problems. It was because I was raised like this, I would say. It was because I wasn't taught this as I would defend my position. See, everything that was happening to me, it was always about everyone else. And so the hardest part for me was recognizing the broken parts of me I covered up with pride and a false sense of confidence. And the Lord, in his kindness, he finally got a hold of me. And I just remember thinking to myself one day when I was in my mid-20s, Jessica, you're an adult. You are no longer in this situation. You are no longer around those people. You can now make the choice. You can choose to stop blaming and start taking responsibility for your words and your actions. And those few sentences was one of the first baby steps that I took to restore safety in my life. And it took a long time to even begin to restore safety. And it was years even after that, that, you know, probably into my marriage, well into my marriage, and even now that I'm still restoring safety back into my body and into my life. But it was the starting point for me was, okay, I can take responsibility now. I'm no longer in that situation. I'm no longer on those people. I don't have to blame them anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that the reality of what happened isn't true and real. And maybe that sounds to you, that sounds hurtful. But for me, it was freeing. It was freeing because I was now awake to the fact that my past didn't have to dictate my future. So all those years I spent blaming hindered me from allowing God to tend to the broken parts of me. Was it easy? No. I had a lot of questions and I had a lot of frustrations. And did it take all the pain away? No, it didn't. I still had to choose to walk through the process and befriend the broken parts of me without judgment or criticism. This isn't about getting around our pain or pretending it doesn't exist. Matthew 7:3-4 says, why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is a log in your own, you hypocrite? first take out the log of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. When we take the log out of our eye, it helps us to see more clearly. So when we continue to blame someone for something they did instead of forgiving them, we will continue to blame them for every failure or event that precedes the event with them. I want us to think about that for a minute. I'm going to say it again. When we continue to blame someone for something they did, instead of forgiving them, we will continue to blame them for every failure or event that precedes the event with them. So whenever something happens, we will then continue to blame them. Take me back to my story, my example, when I was in my mid-20s. I was like, I don't know how to cook. I was never taught to cook. I was never taught how to properly do so many things. And I was angry and I was frustrated. But I was like, that doesn't give me an excuse. I was blaming my past for my present situation when in my present, I had a decision that I could make to learn how to properly cook, to properly do the things that I was not taught. And that means that anything that goes wrong in our life, we believe that it's their fault. Here's what I want us to hear. We become physiologically dependent on the person we are blaming. And this is why we may perceive ourselves as powerless to fix or change any painful situation. So what do? How do we do this? Just three things I want to address as I wrap up here. Number one, recognize the areas of your life that you blame others for. Maybe you don't even realize you blame them for it. It could be the places that you can't quite seem to get over. Number two, forgiveness instead of blaming. Have you started to walk through the forgiveness process with God in those areas? Number three, how can you have compassion for yourself? How can you be kind, patient, and gentle with yourself as you befriend the broken parts of you that hurt the most? How can you show this to others, even from a distance? And I know there's so many different scenarios. You're probably like, Jessica, what about this? What about that? And they hurt me. And, you know, do I have to reconcile? No. But forgiveness always starts with you and God, and responsibility on your part always starts with you. You cannot control anyone else, but you have been given agency over your reactions, over your emotions, and the things that you can do moving forward. Because we want to break the chain and you become free of being physiologically dependent on the person you're blaming. Because we do. You might not say, oh, I don't. But if you're still blaming that person, you are dependent on them of whether they forgive you or whether they change or whether they do this. You're dependent on their reaction towards you. And if they haven't said sorry, you're dependent on them. And I want you to take the power that you have been given through Christ to say no more. And that you're going to start this healing process with the Lord. Again, you can start with one, my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. That goes deep into, you know, just being safe with God and understanding emotions and feelings. Or two, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship to get an in-depth, really one, connection point with women. And two, if you are just, I don't know where to start. What do I do with this pain? I'm afraid to even start to do anything. It feels way too overwhelming. Then the Spiritual Growth Mentorship is for you. Okay, friend, come hang with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Let me know how this episode encouraged you. Visit the show notes below, and I will see you next week. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you
create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.